A brief commercial message before you see your video. Creating a so-called Palestinian state would be national suicide for Israel. First, there has never been a Palestinian people. The terms Palestine and Palestinian have no historic validity. Israel is surrounded by 22 hostile Arab Muslim countries with over 640 times the size of land than that of the tiny Jewish state. If the Jews surrender Judea and Samaria, Israel will be only 6 to 9 miles wide. If you agree that Israel must never retreat to such suicidal borders, then join the Jewish Task Force, JTF. You don't have to be Jewish to join. The link to join is below.
Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Robert Mittman and Sharon Mittman, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harav Nir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, and Reuven Hoffman. There are two subjects we want to discuss on this week's program. The first subject is going to be the fact that official talks are underway between Donald Trump's administration and the Netanyahu government of surrender to freeze all Jewish building in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem. Official talks underway. It's just astonishing what's going on. The anti-Israel policies of Trump and the cowardly capitulationist surrender policies of Netanyahu. We're going to discuss the latest on that disaster. And we want to talk about, of course, the killing of RhinoCare, of Trump Care, Trump's socialist health care program, which was worse than Obamacare, a bigger entitlement and an expansion of government bureaucracy, even worse than what we had under Obamacare. Thank God, principal conservatives in the Congress decided to kill the program for now. Let's hope that it isn't resurrected. Let's hope that, the program never passes. First, let's talk about Israel. We were the only ones who told you before the election, even in the primaries, we were the only Jewish organization that said to you that Donald Trump is not going to be better than the Muslim anti-Semite Barack Hussein Obama on Israel. He'll be just as bad, that his policies are very anti-Israel. Then during the course of the campaign, he brought forth Orthodox Jewish advisors, Orthodox Jewish Judenrat, Kapo advisors. You know, they wear kippot, and they do the work of those that want to destroy their own people, like Jason Greenblatt and David Friedman and other Judenrat. Jason Greenblatt and David Friedman, supposedly supporters of the Jewish settlements, and Trump is going to be a supporter of the Jewish settlements. And Ivanka Trump, his daughter, converted to Judaism, a phony conversion, of course. And they're going to be better for the settlements than anyone we've ever had. And it was repeated so many times by all of the demented Jews of our generation. By everybody except for us. We're the only ones that told you the truth. We're the only ones that told you what was going to happen. We were the only ones that were right. The only ones here in the United States. The only Jewish organization from the right that told you the truth about Trump. Everyone else repeated it so often that Netanyahu and Bennett and everybody, they immediately, when Trump was elected, they immediately said, it's a new era, a brand new era for Israel, for American-Israeli relations. It's so wonderful. We have such a great friend now in the White House. There were even Jews that compared Trump to the Messiah. They called him Mashiach, that said Trump is said the gematria for Trump is the gematria for Mashiach, for the Messiah. I mean, just the insanity was unbelievable. The very Jason Greenblatt, the so-called Orthodox Jew, who supposedly is a big supporter of settlements, he's the one that went to Netanyahu and met with Netanyahu for 4 or 5 hours, demanding that he freeze all Jewish building in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem, which is suicide for Israel. Building freeze is suicide for Israel if we don't move more Jews into Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem. There will be a so-called Palestinian state, God forbid. And that is national suicide. Israel will be only 6 to 9 miles wide unless we move more Jews urgently into those areas. Unless we have facts on the ground. Unless we have so many Jews there that you just can't realistically get them out and you can't realistically create a state there. Unless that happens, there's going to be a Palestinian state there eventually, God forbid. Right now, we only have 100,000 Jews living in the parts of Judea and Samaria, which is 97% of Judea and Samaria, that they want to surrender. There's 3% of Judea and Samaria where you have what you call settlement blocks. That's where the vast majority of settlers live. 3% right on the pre-1967 border. The other 97%, you only have 100,000 Jews living there. And Israel can expel 100,000 Jews with ease. God forbid. The only hope we ever had of stopping it was to move huge numbers of Israeli Jews into those areas. And there are many Israeli Jews who want to move there. But Netanyahu and his regime are doing everything they can to stop it and to freeze the building. And occasionally people are able to get around the building freeze and there is some construction taking place, very little, but there's some construction taking place. But you have to understand something. If there's a certain natural population growth and a certain amount of demand, and you're building at a slower rate than that, that's a negative. That's causing a squeeze. That's drying out the existing communities. In other words, if you don't have enough building taking place to meet the demand that's going on there, especially natural growth demand, if you don't have enough building taking place, you are creating congestion there and you are making it impossible for people to live there, and you're basically economically and morally drying those communities up. And that's what Netanyahu's regime has done for the past 7 years, with the support of Naftali Bennett, with the support of all the so-called right-wing ministers and right-wing, all of whom are frauds, are liars, all of whom are worse than the left. And they're openly having these negotiations, by the way, something which never took place when left-wing prime ministers of Israel were in power. Left-wing prime ministers of Israel never admitted, I mean, Netanyahu admits that he won't do anything unless he gets Trump's approval and Trump's permission. Just like he admitted he wouldn't do any, he said, I can't do any building, I don't have Obama's permission. This is a prime minister of an independent country? What a clown, what a joke, what a piece of subhuman garbage. And all the so-called pro-Israel organizations in America, all of them are a farce. All of them hurt Israel's cause. All of them, except for us. We're the only organization in America, pro-Israel organization that I know of, that's worth giving to. The only one. You should be giving your money to JTF. Because all of the others lied to you and told you Trump was going to be great and Trump is wonderful and Netanyahu's wonderful. We have to defend Netanyahu. We have to defend Trump. Trump is great. All of them misled you and led you down a path that is endangering Israel's survival right now. The only ones who have, the only organization that has told you the truth from the start, we've been right from the start on issue after issue, the only organization that's been right from the start on the issues that confront Israel's survival, has the only organization has been JTF. When will Jews finally learn and wake up? If we just had a decent-sized budget of a few million dollars, which for most organizations, most Jewish organizations, is pocket change. That's nothing for most Jewish organizations. If we just had a few million dollars, we'd be a mass movement within a year in Israel. We would change Jewish history overnight. It would lead to a stronger and better Israel for a long time to come. It would change the dynamics of everything in Israel. It would push everybody to the right, just as Rabbi Kahana, our great leader, did when he was in the Knesset. But we have to work with what we've got, and we are working with what we've got. And we're reaching, with our advertising, we're reaching tens of thousands of people have clicked on our videos and through the advertising and have gone to see videos that we're advertising. And hundreds of thousands have seen the ads, have actually seen the ads. I think I've told you before that over 600,000 Israeli Jews have actually seen our ads. And then, you know, how many people, when you see an ad, how many people actually click and respond to an ad? We have a very high return rate. We have 20,000 people actually responded to our ads. 20,000 Israeli Jews said yes and responded to our ads and participated. That's a very high return rate, much higher than any of the other groups. And even the Jews that didn't click and that said, well, I don't know, I'm busy, I'm this, I'm that, I'm apathetic, or I don't know, or I don't really know whether or not to do this now, whatever, but they still saw the headlines and they saw, at least they read the headlines and they read, we had several lines, you know, on the ad there are several lines, it's all in Hebrew, we had several lines there explaining our position, so they saw our position. Even if they decided they don't want to click and see everything and watch everything and they don't want to participate, even if they did that, still they could read what it says on the ad. They see the headlines and they see what we're saying on the ad, so at least they're being exposed to a position that no one else takes and that has been proven right. What we have said has been proven right. It's not really a matter of whether we're right or wrong. We're obviously right. It's a matter of the fact that Jews don't want to accept that we're right. Because they want to believe that Donald Trump and America support them and they have support because they're cowards. They have no faith, they have no belief, they don't believe in God, they don't believe in the Torah, they don't understand that when Israel's isolated and that God will protect Israel and that Israel is safest. Israel is in the safest possible position. When you have a government that understands, Am levadad yishkonu vagoyim lo yitchashav. This is a nation that shall dwell alone and not be reckoned among the nations. That's what happened before the Six-Day War in 1967. That's what happened before Israel's independence in 1948 when Israel's alone and defies world pressure, which in the past it did do. They did do that. Then Israel wins miraculous victories. That's when Israel is in the best position. When Israel caves in and desperately begs the nations of the world for support and shows they have no faith in God, this is a chilul Hashem, it's a desecration of God's name, and then the Jews are in danger. That puts the Jews in danger. Don't you wish every Israeli Jew was getting this message? Don't you wish every Israeli Jew was exposed to the truth that we tell on a regular basis? Help us reach as many Jews as we can. Help us reach as many people as we can. We're reaching people. Thousands of people go to our videos every week. Tens of thousands are exposed to our advertising every single week. Hundreds of thousands have been exposed since we started the campaign 2 months ago. Special advertising campaign only in Israel. But tens of thousands are being exposed to the ads every week. Thousands are actually going to the videos every week, or actually clicking and watching the videos every week. So our message is reaching people, and it is putting a certain amount of pressure on these leaders. But we need to do more, and we need to reach more, and the more you help us, the more Israeli Jews we can reach with the truth. The more chance we have to wake people up before it's too late. God doesn't demand success, but He does demand that you do everything you can, everything in your power, to help and protect Israel. That He demands. That He's going to ask you, why didn't you do everything you could? That's going to be asked of all of us on Yom HaDin, on the Day of Judgment. You have a chance now. You know that we're right. In your heart, you know we're right. And in your guts, you know they're nuts. And you know that if anybody is willing to tell people the unpopular truth, even if it's unpopular, it's JTF. You know that. You know we've said many things over the years that have been unpopular many times. And we've taken quite a hit sometimes for it. But you know we don't compromise, and you know that we stand for we stand up and say what we believe, even if it hurts us. If it hurts us as an organization, but helps the Jewish people, that's a sacrifice we gladly make. Of course we want to be popular. We wish that everybody supported us, and we wish we were the most popular organization in the world, but not at the expense of Jewish survival and Jewish lives and Jewish principles. We're going to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And you can help us do that by helping our movement. The second subject we want to discuss also is an example of where we were right and everybody else was wrong. And the reason I have to say this is not because of a matter of ego or pride. I mean, look at our organization. Look at the meager resources that we fight our battles with. And I think we do pretty well in reaching people even with these meager resources, especially in Israel. But it's a matter. The reason I have to keep emphasizing that we were right and everybody else was wrong, so that you'll know to listen. You'll know to listen to us and come to us and not go to the same people who've been misleading you. When it comes to Donald Trump, we were right and everybody else was wrong. What an incompetent clown. He's the brilliant businessman. He's the deal, the art of the deal. He's the big deal maker. He's the big professional. He's the genius. He's a business genius. He's a deal-making genius. You put him in the White House, then things are going to get done. He's going to break through the gridlock. He knows how to do it. He's got a Republican Congress. Both houses of Congress are controlled by Republican majorities, solid Republican majorities. And those majorities are committed to repealing and replacing Obamacare, and he couldn't get that done. What a joke. What an incompetent joke. He's a joke. Paul Ryan, the House Speaker, is a joke. And I'm actually proud of about 20 Republican conservative congressmen who opposed the Trump Care, Rhino Care bill on principle. I'm pretty proud of them because they were pressured by the White House, they were threatened by the White House, and they refused to vote for it. They said, no, this is crazy, this is ridiculous. You know what Trump wanted to do? He wanted to write checks out to all these lazy welfare bums that never work, that never do anything, that don't earn any money. He wanted to write out checks to them and say, here, you're insured now. The federal government, the taxpayers are giving you big checks now. He was going to write out checks to tens of millions of people. $4,000, $8,000, $6,000 to tens of millions of people for each person in their family. This was more expensive than Obamacare. That's why conservative Republicans said, hey, wait a minute, this is worse. Senator Mike Lee of Utah said this is worse than Obamacare. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas said this is worse than Obamacare. These are Republican senators. They said this is even worse. They wouldn't buckle. There's a group of conservative congressmen, they wouldn't buckle, and I'm proud of them. I wish we had that in the Israeli Knesset. We don't have that. Moshe Feiglin was the only member of the Knesset when he was in the Knesset for 2.5 years. Moshe Feiglin from the Zehut Party was the only one who was a member of the Likud and voted against Netanyahu's appeasement policies. He was the only one who stood up on principle. In Israel, we don't have what we have here. We're here. You had congressmen, you had over 20 conservative Republican congressmen. You had 33 altogether, 33 Republican congressmen who would not support the bill. But some of them weren't supporting it from the left. But here you had over 20 on the right who were refusing to back Trump even though he was threatening to primary them. He was saying, you're going to be challenged in primaries and you're going to be defeated for re-election if you don't support this and you've got to support it. They refused. They refused to buckle under. And they saved the American people a lot of money and saved the American people the terrible new bureaucracies that would have been created. A real nightmare. Would have been a real nightmare. You know, in the end, of course, Obamacare is going to fail. It's going to collapse. But it would have been nice if it had been repealed and if a free market approach had been voted into law by a true conservative Republican president like Ted Cruz. That would have been wonderful. Ted Cruz, by the way, proposed a plan that would have passed both houses of Congress, that would have satisfied the demands of these congressmen that refused to support Trump Care. He had a plan that would have created real competition, that would have created a free market system, that would have created real independence. You would have been able to choose your own doctor and choose your own hospitals and choose your own healthcare system and what type of healthcare you want and which company you want. And you would have had all these people competing for your business. That's what Ted Cruz was going to create. Trump didn't do that. Trump and Paul Ryan, instead they did Rhino Care. Instead they had another socialist entitlement handout program. And look at the consequences. We told you so, and we were the only ones who told you so over and over again. And if any of you have any brains, you're going to learn. You're going to begin to learn that we were right. You're going to begin to see that we were right, that Trump's presidency was a disaster. And by the way, all right, if someone was dumb enough to vote for Trump over Hillary Clinton, I didn't vote. I didn't vote, and I think the best thing to do was not to vote in a situation like that, or to write in Ted Cruz's name. But, okay, if people were dumb enough to vote for Trump over Hillary Clinton, I could understand. It's dumb, but I could understand it. But those of you who voted for Trump over Ted Cruz, what a disgrace. What a disgrace. And you Jews that voted for Trump over Ted Cruz, you'll have to answer for that on Yom HaDin, on the Day of Judgment. That was a terrible sin you committed against Israel. Look what he's doing to Israel now. He's also screwing America. And by the way, the way he's screwing Israel by saying freeze Jewish building, and he's in effect creating a so-called Palestinian state by doing this. The way he's, with him screwing Israel, you don't think God's going to punish America? God is not going to completely destroy Israel, but God will destroy America if America tries to pressure Israel to commit suicide. God will destroy America just like many other countries in history who went against the Jews were destroyed. I think Donald Trump may be the end of America. I think this may be it, because he is going to so discredit the Republican Party and the conservative cause, because people are going to think that this is conservatism. It isn't, of course. He's not anywhere near a conservative. He's actually a socialist left-wing Democrat. And so are the Republican establishment frauds like Paul Ryan. They're all the same thing. They're all really left-wing. They're left-wing socialists who parade as Republicans and even call themselves conservatives. What a farce. We got to bring the truth to the people before it's too late. We got to tell people the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. If you agree that the time has come to tell people the truth before it's too late, and if you agree that JTF is the one group that can do that, especially in Israel, that JTF is the one group that can do that, and we are doing that, we're bringing the truth to people. It's just we're not reaching as many people as we'd like to reach. We're reaching thousands of people seeing our videos, tens of thousands seeing our advertising every week. But we need to reach, in a nation of 6 million Jews, we need to reach millions of people on a regular basis. Still, the more people we reach, the better it is, and we have an obligation to reach as many as we can, and everybody who helps us is helping us. Every time you help us, you're helping us reach more people with the truth. And that is important. That gives Israel hope for surviving, for having the people of Israel wake up, and for strengthening Israel before it's too late. God forbid. If we work together as a team and fight together as a team, we can change Jewish history and we can make a difference. We are never going to do it by saying what people want to hear when it's the wrong thing to say. We're not going to do that. You're in the wrong place if that's what you're looking for. The prophet Isaiah, they said to the prophet Isaiah, Yeshayahu Hanavi, prophesy unto us delusions. Prophesy pleasant things. That's what they told Isaiah to do. They said the same thing to Yirmiyahu, to the prophet Jeremiah. Prophesy unto us delusions. Tell us pleasant things. Be positive. Be positive. We want to tell people the truth. And we want people to take the right action to make this a better world. If you agree, then join with us and help us. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.